At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello and welcome to episode 226 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Wednesday, everyone, and by the way, happy Festivus today, December 23rd, a Festivus for the rest of us. To all my Seinfeld backers and fans out there, which, by the way, Seinfeld I would put up as a top five, top 10 show of all time. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm as well, but the genius of Larry David, it's just as good as it gets, guys. But with that being said, I'm still dripping with sweat because what a day it was yesterday, guys. We are in the just golden age right now as we speak of sports betting, not in terms of, you know, just new states legalizing and legalization spreading across America. I'm talking literally this week. This is one of my favorite betting weeks of the year. You got the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit. Maybe you are getting some days off of work. Maybe you're able to hang out at home and sweat these day games. But we have so much going on. So yesterday was crazy. It was a great day in terms of some sharp plays that we looked at. You know, college hoops was up and down a little bit here, but did have some huge hits. I'm looking at the board yesterday, about even, but just a couple plays that I saw. Akron, Charlotte money line. Someone sent me a video of Charlotte. I don't know if anyone bet on that, but that's why I kind of like to go money line sometimes, because they're up one late and they forced the other team not to get a shot off and was able to win by one, which is nice. Ball State over, Richmond under, Portland plus four, Niagara. And then Niagara over, Ken Pom sound the alarm. Niagara came up huge. UCF, the Ole Miss under, the Seattle over, Hampton under, Wichita State over, Pittsburgh. I know we were screwed because that plus three, that I really like that as a contrarian play. And then one of their top players was out late, which kind of screwed that lineup. Florida Gulf Coast sound the alarm. Another Ken Pom hit there yesterday. NC State was awesome. I don't know if any guys end up taking NC State, but I love that spot there with a unranked first ranked and a sharp line move. And that's a blueprint play for us. So Wolfpack were massive. San Diego State under late. And I will tell you one thing. One thing I'm really annoyed about, because it was a pretty good day yesterday, the Gonzaga under. Did anyone else bet the Gonzaga under with me? This was insane. So I was kind of sweating this game on my phone. The GF and I were watching The Bachelorette, of course, and I'm not going to spoil anything. But she made her decision last night, so I won't spoil it. But with that being said, then we finished The Bachelorette. We turned on Your Honor, which is the awesome new Bryan Cranston show based in New Orleans. I love this. This is my new favorite show. It's just incredible, and there's a lot going on. I highly recommend it. But we're watching Your Honor. Bachelorette's over. I'm keeping an eye on the Zags. you know, spot here because I had the under 168.5. It matched our big spread, high total under system. I think Ken Pom had a 165. We start, Your Honor. I look at my phone. The Zags and Northwestern had 60 points in the first half. So I'm like, oh my God, nice. This is a nice rocking chair sweat. I can just, you know, turn on Your Honor, watch the show with the GF, and I know that I'm going to cash my Gonzaga under because they only scored 60 in the first half. I could literally give up 102 points in the second half and still cash. And then guess what? Second half, they scored 113 points. Oh my God, that one just annoyed me. There are certain games you can go 10-1, and the one you lose, it just eats at you. But that one really, really annoyed me. You know, that would be a blueprint play with our 20-point rule. You know, we talk about the 20-point rule, weight going way over first half, coming back second half, doing a little bit of math, taking second half under. You can also flip it, looking at a situation where they score like no points in the first half, come back, take the second half over. But that one was just super annoying to me because, again, 60 points first half. I got the under 168.5. I'm like, ooh, nice. This is an easy late-night sweat, late-night win. And then, of course, Gonzaga Northwestern, every possession, score. But with that being said, there's a little bit of a Ken Pom, and I've been doing some research here, and I feel like with totals, I'm a big totals guy in college hoops because I like betting college hoops totals. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. There's a lot of data to go off of, a lot of market movement, a big edge there in general. And I will say with you guys, totals are a grind this year. They've been up, they've been down. It's one step forward, two steps back. So I did do a little research because, again, if you're not getting the results you want, I don't think it's been terrible. It's just been, you know, usually this time of year, we're up a ton of units. Not a ton, but doing well with totals. To me, it's like break even, and it's a grind. And it's, again, one step forward, two steps back. So I was doing a little bit of research on Ken Pom. I found a little bit of an edge. There's a tab on the site I want to introduce you guys to in terms of tempo, which I think we can now use and should be using with all of our totals. So stay tuned. I'll talk about that. I did want to mention another thing. It was a great result. I don't know if anyone ended up taking, Oklahoma +3 and the Texas Tech under there. I was able to cash the Texas Tech under because I got under 136.5. It landed 136. So if you got a 136, you push. So in that situation, this is important across all sports. I think you guys really, 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 again, it's so important because I don't want to cash the under 136.5 and have everyone push on the 136 because they couldn't get it. These half points are available out there. I'm not a fan of buying a half point because, again, it may save you in one game, but long term, if you're always paying more juice, all you're doing is cutting into your winnings. But I just wanted to mention with that under, because I know some people push and I really want you guys to win those bets, you got to shop for the best line, open up multiple accounts because, you know, I'm in Massachusetts, so I got a bunch of different books that I use. Like I use Heritage, Bovada, BetOnline, MyBookie, Bookmaker. I have a ton of different ones, but Bovada is a square book, which had the under 136.5 with the hook. So those square books, which are basically recreational books, cater to average Joes. They really cater to they juice up the over and they inflate and shade the over, and they also lean it toward favorites. So if you're betting dogs and unders like me, like a contrarian better, the square books are good because usually you can get an extra half point. But now with that being said, they can limit you. You know, some of these books for me, I'm not going to name names, but you can go to the website and it'll say, +7.5. You get on the site and it's a +7 once you log in. So they do limit you. They do shade you if you do well. But I just wanted to mention the importance of having multiple outs, shopping for the best line. And you guys should always, if you like a game we talk about or a game just you like in general, shop around, get the best number. That's so critical because you could have gotten the hook available there and cash that Texas Tech under. With the dog collar, with the invisible fence, please shock me in the neck next time I tell you to take a Virginia over. That actually has something to do with the pace, which I want to talk about in a second here. But just looking at yesterday, guys, decent day. You know, had a huge hit there with Nevada. Hopefully you guys are able to join us on the, not Lombardi line, but Betting Cross America, because we went on at 3, and that game was at 3. And we talked about Nevada on the pot. I think they were +3.5 down to 1.5. And then on the show, Betting Cross America with Mike Pritchard, last 5 minutes, they went down to a pick 'em. So Nevada was sharp as a GD, a goddamn tack. Nevada came up huge, the Wolfpack. And I always want one day when I win a bet, I want someone to throw French fries on me because I don't think it gets any better than that. By the way, UCF is dead to me. I love the UCF +6.5, and I think we got a good number. And also with UCF, that ended up getting down to like 5.5, so I'm like, nice. We got a contrarian play. We're getting the best number, beating the closing line. It's coming back the other way. Excellent. And then of course it didn't matter because we got crushed by BYU there. I would say anyone who bought low on that over, you end up with 72 points. So if you bought low on the UCF under after it was so inflated, nice hit there. And then in the NBA, decent night opening night. Golden State got rolled, which was not nice, but got the Clippers plus 3. And I love JBT. He came on the show yesterday, and he was also on the Clippers and the money line. So that was a nice hit as well. So we're grinding, guys. We are grinding. We are grinding on a Festivus for the rest of us. So, of course, we have so much to get to. I don't want to delay any longer. I got to introduce you to a new Ken Pom tab, which I should have found earlier. But I think when you get frustrated by totals that you don't hit, you do more research, you do more work. And sometimes, you know, to me, if you lose a bet, there are situations like, by the way, Wagner, barely knew her. That under should have cashed and went to overtime. So that's another one that just tough luck there along with that Zags under. But kind of when I'm looking at this stuff here, if you lose a bet, it's natural to be upset, be pissed off. You lost money. No one likes losing money. No one likes losing. But try to use it as a motivation to make you dig deeper. And that's to me with totals, what I found here with this tab. Because I just play, if you're ever bored, play around with Ken Pom. Click every little word tab you see. It's one thing I would say about Ken Pom, and I love Ken Pom, but with the site, I don't think it's that user-friendly. You kind of got to know what you're doing, and I wish there was like a tab that said like, you know, video tutorials. With my old job at Sports Insights, I used to be customer service manager, and I had to do all these video tutorials where, you know, every piece of the website, I would do a, you know, a 5-minute video telling you what the tab is, what it does, how to use it. I wish Ken Pom had that under like a settings or, you know, like a tutorial type thing. But the other thing is just stumble, learn on your own. It's all here. You need to interpret it. So I want to talk about this new tab that I found with totals. And of course, if you ever lose, you know, use it as motivation to dig deeper and try to tighten up the model in the process. But that being said, on a Wednesday, a Festivus for the rest of us, we have a new Points Spread Weekly coming out today. We also have a big NBA day. So NBA, we got 13 games. We have 2 college football bowl games. We have 25 college basketball games. It's another big, big day of sweats here. So I'm excited to get after all of it with you today. And again, these are, to me, this is one of the best weeks in all of sports betting just because you got day sweats, ton of different sports. It would be even better if hockey was going on, but we'll leave hockey to the side because that's coming back. NHL, get ready. We'll break down NHL because hockey is one of my favorite sports to bet on, even though it's not as popular. But that's coming back, I think, January 13th. They're going to play, I think, 56 games, and you're going to play your 8-team division, each team like 7 times, I believe. But we'll get to that when it comes. But that being said, resetting the stage here on a Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. It is almost Christmas here. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. So hopefully you've got everything going here. You got your holiday meal started or prepped out, and you got your everything under the tree. You finished up Hanukkah, whatever's going on here. But big holiday week here. So first off, remember, we have so much to offer at VSiN. Everything I work on, I'm so lucky to host the pod and write the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. In today's newsletter, I had an early sharp report for NFL Week 16. So I had a bunch of games there taking some big money. I'll mention to you now real quick because once we get flying here, I don't know if we'll have much time. Look at the Rams this week. Seattle opened as a 2-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite. Line is now down to 1.5, even though everyone's taking Seattle. Remember, Rams off that bad loss to the Jets. So Rams have matched as a road division dog, dog line move. I'm keeping an eye on the Rams. Another game that caught my eye is Tennessee. I'm really digging Tennessee with the hook. I jumped on Tennessee with the hook. They're a bit of a public play, which I don't like, but I think they're pro and Joe because Green Bay opened -4. This is a Sunday night game. Going to be a great game. It's down to 3.5 or even 3 at some shops. So getting the hook to me is key. But I'm digging Tennessee there. And then there's a bunch of others, but read the market report here. There was a line move to the Indianapolis Colts. There's a line move to the Philadelphia Eagles. If the Eagles get to -3, I think it's going to be a Dallas +3 play. But we'll talk about it all. But just remember, sign up for the newsletter. It's free, vsin.com/newsletter. But I would love for you to become a member because when you support the team, not only do we want to give you all the content and everything that we offer, help you win bets, but the more members we get, the more resources we can devote to improving everything. So become a member at VSiN, vsin.com/subscribe. We have our great holiday promotion going on right now. So you can get a year for $248. It's usually $348. So you can save some money there. And then you'll also get every PointsTrade weekly magazine. You'll get 258, I think I said that, yeah, for a year. And then you'll also get the video stream of all the programming, daily best bets email, 20% off the merch store, VSiN.com access, all our betting guides, $30 store credit. We also have a postseason football special now until February 8th, Super Bowl, everything we offer for $39. So it's all available to you, but become a member. And remember, we have a 10-day free trial. Test it out, see if you like it. I know that you will. Also had a lot of people reaching out about we are, and this is an email that Bill sent out, we are leaving SiriusXM. So I've heard a lot of people reach out and say, no, don't do it. You know, how are we going to listen? You go to VSiN.com, and we have now ways to listen on your phone, in your house, in your car. It's with the VSiN media player. So just go to VSiN.com. You can hit play. If you have any questions, comments about the transition from SiriusXM to the VSiN.com player, you can email my buddy, my boss, Bill Adi. His email is bill@vsin.com. And of course, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is a great resource if you want to bet on sports because it lets you stay plugged into a real-time market where a lot of things change, a lot of things move, and you want to stay up to date with everything. Maybe it's injuries. Maybe it's, unfortunately, this year, people testing positive with COVID. Being able to follow sports books accounts, and also being able to follow the mothership, VSiN, because follow at VSiN Live, and we have a great just constant stream of sports betting information, little videos, different people coming and giving their thoughts and breakdowns. So follow at VSiN Live. You can also follow me at Josh_insights. That's INSIGHTS. Hit me up anytime, questions, comments, suggestions, whatever it may be. I'm always here to help. You can always email me, josh@vsin.com. If you got booted from Five Dimes or need to open up a new account or be referred or question about sports betting philosophy or bankroll management, whatever it may be, my goal is to help you win. So you can just reach out to me, josh@vsin.com. So that being said, guys, I want to fire through a little bit. Let's do these two college football bowl games real quick because we got to go to a break in a couple minutes. But I just wanted to talk about these two bowl games because, you know, we saw the good and the bad of these gross contrarian plays, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of. But it was a great hit with the sharp action toward Nevada yesterday, getting, you know, a kind of a contrarian dog, but big reverse line move, +3.5 to +1, massive hit with the pack. And then I really don't regret taking UCF. They were super contrarian. It was a big inflated line, but ended up coming back. Some books even close 4.5. But not the good and the bad. I guess what I mean is, you know, breaking even. Great hit with the pack. UCF got rolled. So, you know, UCF, thanks a lot for showing up. That was nice. But two big games today. So let's talk about both of them. The first one that I'm looking at is Georgia Southern and Louisiana Tech. So this is the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, 3:00. La Tech is 5-4. Georgia Southern is 7-5. Now, what I'm looking here, guys, is a big inflated line opportunity, contrarian opportunity with Louisiana Tech. I think the key here is getting the +7. So I'm taking a shot on La Tech. What I like is pretty much everyone is betting Georgia Southern. And again, betting against the public is great this time of year because you have an influx of recreational bettors getting down on these bowl games, or maybe people are off from work. They say, what am I going to do at 3:00? Ooh, there's a bowl game on. I want to bet on it. So give me the team with the better record. So Georgia Southern is getting 2/3 of bets, if not more, heavily bet game. But what we've seen here, really lopsided Georgia Southern. This line open around -4.5, -4 to Georgia Southern. It's all the way up to 7. And some books that are now at 7 are getting hit and coming back to 6.5. So I would hold out for a 7. Louisiana Tech is a one of my just classic bet against the public bowl game systems. Not only are they really unpopular, but you're getting an inflated line, and you're also getting kind of a dog in a low total game, so a 7-point dog with a total of 48. The under seems to really be getting hit here. Open around 51.5, it's down to now 48. So under's pretty sharp, but I'm worried about taking it now that it's moved so much. But I'm taking a shot on La Tech +7. I had a great tweet from somebody on Twitter. I got a second here. Let me find it. But the La Tech, let me see. Someone had me a great great piece of information here. Let me just find it. Hold on. Stick with me. Who was it? Okay, I can't find it. My DMs are way too loaded here. But someone told me Louisiana Tech, their coach is like 21-11 in bowl games or something. I don't know if that's true. Maybe I butchered that. Don't hold me to it. But He covers numbers in bowl games. So sorry I don't have it with me. But I'm going La Tech, super contrarian, inflated line, key number of 7. If you're betting it, get the 7. Don't get 6.5, get the 7. Second game, looking at Memphis in Florida Atlantic. This is another contrarian opportunity if you want to bet FAU. So this game here, and I always look at these bowl game names because they're just so crazy. So this, what's this here? This is the Montgomery Bowl. Pretty easy. It's not the Depends undergarment. Charmin, soft as a sharp as a tack, soft as you know what, bowl, whatever. I just made that up. So it's pretty dumb, whatever. But you know what I mean. These bowl game names are crazy. But I'm looking at FAU here. They're pretty sharp. FAU, everyone's betting Memphis. Memphis is 7-3. FAU is 5-3. Memphis is a really lopsided play. Memphis just beat Houston in their last game, whereas FAU lost their last two games. So this is kind of an easy play for the public. But everyone's betting Memphis, and yet Memphis at some books open like -9.5, -10. I saw an opener of -11. I don't know if that's really universal, but either way, everyone's betting Memphis, and this line is now down to 9. I'm seeing some shops even touch 8.5. So you're getting some movement here toward FAU. I would really look for the 9, kind of the +9 is the last move I saw with FAU. You also had a little bit to the over in this one. It was 52. It's creeping up to around 52.5, 53. It's a bit of a public play, but you have, I think, a little bit of respected money too. At one point, this got down to, there's a buy low point. I think it got down to like 49.5. So at one point, there was some respected early money on the under. Now it's creeping back up. So these game day moves, keep an eye on those. And I think you're looking at a FAU with the points. Again, FAU and La Tech, if you want to bet against the public, which to me, bowl game season is the best time to do it. Louisiana Tech is a inflated dog +7. Florida Atlantic is a sharp dog with reverse line movement, you know, +10 down to +9. So 8.5. I would try to get the 9 though. To me, the last sharp move I saw was FAU getting 9. So let's hope some dogs bark today, guys. What do you say? With that being said, we're going to take a very, very short break. We're halfway through the pod, but we got so much more to get to. So stick with us. When we get back, we're going to run the board in college basketball. Then we are going to talk some NBA because it is a big, big NBA night. I'm actually seeing a lot of value across the board, so get ready. We're going to hit on it all on a Festivus for the rest of us Wednesday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat the wolf pack with, your buddy Josh Applebaum. So get the French fries ready. We'll dump them on our heads. Hopefully we'll have a profitable day today. Staying sharp, staying contrarian. But stick with us, everyone. We'll be right back, finishing up strong on a Wednesday on the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you pull up a chair on the virtual bar with, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back. We are back and we are rolling here on a Wednesday. So I'm loving the slate today. We talked about it earlier, kind of just recapping stuff from yesterday, just talked about college football bowl games. And now I want to introduce you to a new edge that I found, KenPom. So it's KenPom.com. It's funny, people who don't know him call him KenPom, like Mike Palm, like P-A-L-M, but it's Ken Pomeroy. That's his real name. That's who we reference all the time. And Ken Pom had a good day yesterday. Ken Pom sounded the alarm, and somebody messaged me. They said, can you please come up with a new sound for that? Woo-woo! It's so annoying, and my dog starts barking, so I apologize. I'll have to find something, but it may have stuck, I just want to say. But Ken Pom sounded the alarm with Niagara and with Florida Gulf Coast. Ken Pom had a good day yesterday. But I want to say with Ken Pom, so number one, it's $20 to get a year. Everything I mentioned, everything I talk about is $20 a year membership. It is like the most, the best steal, best investment you'll ever make. It's such a help here. I lean bigly on the fan match page because those are the projections. But I want to talk a little bit about another tab that I think is very helpful and hopefully can benefit you guys. So at the top of KenPom, and again, you have to be logged in, you have to pay the membership, everything I'm talking about. So at the top where it says stats, run your mouse over stats. And then click efficiency. So when you go to efficiency, now you're going to get to, it'll say 2021 efficiency and tempo. So this is important. And this is, I kept thinking about this because it seems like there are some, and I take the blame for this because I should have leaned on this a little bit more. But again, you're always trying to get better. No one knows everything from the start. You just want to get 0.01% sharper every single day. And that's the goal. Just keep continuing to grind in the right direction. So what I stumble on this and why it's important is because there are games where I'm, every night with me and the GF, I got my iPad, I got my computer, I'll give her the big TV to keep her happy, but I got sweats on sweats on my part of the couch that I like where I got my little office going with all my mobile devices. But with that being said, there are times where I bet an under and they are going up and down the court, up and down, running. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna die here. This is gonna get blown out in the first half. Why didn't I know this? There are other times where you bet an over and they're walking it up, they're taking their sweet ass time, inbound it, da la di la di da, barely get over. What is it, the 5 second or 10 second in college, barely get over half court. Fling it around, take up the whole shot clock. And it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm on the over. Can you move? Can you do something? So here is where I think we got to lean on a little bit more. When you're at KenPom.com and you click stats, then you go to efficiency, this is where we got to look, efficiency and tempo. So this is looking at his adjusted stats. And what it's looking at basically is tempo, how far or how quickly or consistently you push the pace. So you get up and down the court versus teams that are really, really slow. So if you look at the top, Bryant, and this is what really dawned on me. You know Bryant, they're kind of under the radar. My buddy Mark Gallant, my old great friend from Sports Insights, he went to Bryant. And Bryant, remember, I saw Bryant just, and you stumble on these things. Bryant cashed a couple plays. They scored like 100 points, 90 points. And I'm like, Jesus, what's up with Bryant? And then remember, we took the Bryant UMass over the other day and it flew over. They scored, it was like a low scoring NBA game. It was like 99-88 or something. But then I'm like, okay, Bryant, they are really fast and push the pace. This tab that I just took you to. So again, login, stats, efficiency. efficiency and tempo. Guess who's at the top of the entire college basketball rankings? Bryant. Their adjusted tempo is 77.6. So what does that tell you? If you're betting games in totals, Bryant is a good over team. They'll get up and down the court. They'll go fast. They might miss their shots, but they'll create more possessions. If you look, the fourth team is, or fifth team is Gonzaga. We all know Gonzaga. They score a lot too. So what I'm getting at here is, you know, when we are looking at totals, if we're betting an over, we want someone at the top of this list where the adjusted tempo, I would say, is like, you know, 70 or above. Now, if we go the other way, you scroll all the way down to the bottom of this page, I bet you can guess who's the lowest tempo in all of the nation. Virginia. Virginia is a 61.2. So that they're the slowest pace. Bryant is the fastest pace, 77.6. So when you're looking at this stuff, I go to the bottom here. Virginia, lowest team in the country. Obviously, that's good for an under because you're going to take up all the clock and use up the shot clock and fewer possessions. Air Force is the second slowest. St. Mary's, Evansville, Davidson, Villanova, it takes up a lot of time here. So what I'm getting at here is let's lean on this tab a little bit more often. So I may not have the time to do every one of these with you guys, but here's what you want to do. You know, if KenPom, let's say you have a situation where maybe it's a buy low over, or maybe it's a you want to take an under, a big spread under, fire up this tab, stats efficiency, look at where these teams rank. If you're betting an over, you want Bryant or Gonzaga or one of these teams at the top. If you're betting an under, you want one of these teams at the bottom. You know, Virginia, Air Force, St. Mary's, Evansville, Davidson. So just keep that in mind. Again, you know, these are, it's funny. You look at it, and it's like, oh yeah, Kansas State is at the very bottom. You know, here's another one, a Navy, like Virginia Tech, all these teams that San Diego State, you consistently see cash a lot of unders. Boom, they're at the bottom of the list. So use that to your advantage. I just wanted to mention that because hopefully it can help everyone win a few bets here. So with that being said, let's run the board. First one that I'm looking at is St. Peter's and St. Francis, looking at the under spot here. This opened 144. It is now down to 142.5. KenPom has a 141 final score. So I was looking at the under with St. Francis. Woo! Sound the alarm, NJIT. NJIT is getting 1 point against Rider. NJIT, KenPom has winning the game by one. So this actually opened around a pick'em, or at one point it was Rider. Rider barely knew her, -1.5. NJIT now, if you can get one, it's trending toward a money line play here. But NJIT favored to win. Kind of reminds me of Charlotte yesterday. Keep cruising, Xavier and Creighton. Of course, Creighton, if you go to that KenPom list, they're toward the top here. But I did see some sharp money on this under. So it opened 155. It's now down to 152.5. KenPom had a final score of 152. So it would be a situation here where you are kind of buying, kind of you're with the move. You would have liked to get a better number, but the market and KenPom are leaning the same way there. I would say if you want to lay the wood with Creighton, this is kind of interesting to me. Everyone is betting Xavier. KenPom has Creighton winning by six, but everyone is betting Xavier super lopsided. This is a fade the trendy dog to Creighton. If you want to sweat Creighton -7, I think it may go back up to 7.5, but everyone's loading up on the dog Xavier there. Creighton's a buy low spot, so that's pretty sharp. Creighton laying the points now, the more I look at it. UCLA, looking at the over here. This is a buy low over, open 139. It's down to 135.5, 135. So what I like about that is KenPom has it at 139. So it opened 139. It's down to 135.5, 135 even. Try to get an over 135. And that would be a buy low on an under drop there. Keep cruising, Grambling State. This is I was looking at an over opportunity here. This total is on the rise. Man, I wrote over 139.5 and it just got hit. It's up to 141. So not getting the greatest number there. KenPom had a 139. Scratch that. You're kind of losing some value. Rutgers and Ohio State. I was looking at Rutgers +2.5. KenPom has Rutgers losing by two. But this game, and you may even be able to get a three, Rutgers is higher ranked, but public's actually on Ohio State here. And Ohio State went from -2 to -2.5. I would hold out for a Rutgers +3. Again, KenPom has them losing by two. Just saw some value there with Rutgers that would match also with a road conference dog short spread type system. Washington State and Northwestern State. And by the way, Northwestern State is dead to me. Because they scored a million points and killed my second half under. I'm still bitter about Gonzaga, 60 points first half, 113 second half. What are you going to do? I'll get my revenge tonight. This is a big spread, kind of a high total under that's falling, 145.5 down to 144.5. Ken Palmetto, 144. That is an 18-point spread for Washington, so looking at the under there. SC Upstate in Tennessee. This is another under situation. It is a 143.5. It is now down to 141.5, so it's moving. It's moving. But that is a big spread under, 34-point favorite with Tennessee. And, again, over the last 10 minutes, it's dropped, so I wish we could have gotten to that earlier. But Tennessee under does match. Ken Palm had a 141. Woo, woo! Sound the alarm. Anyone want to sweat Butler? Ken Palm, sound the alarm. Butler. This has been a little bit of smart money to Providence. This game was a pick 'em. It is now Providence minus 1.5. But Ken Palm has Butler winning by 2, or Butler winning by 1. So Butler at home. They haven't really played a lot. I don't know if it was their first game, but I got the over. What was it, yesterday or the day before? But Ken Palm has them winning by 1. If you can get a plus 1.5 with Butler or a plus 2, that would also be a buy low overplay. So that total 139 all the way down to 133. So I'm going, I'm buying low on the over, taking Butler over 133. Ken Palm has a 137. So let's get some points there. Illinois and Penn State. This is a great contrarian play if you want to sweat Penn State. Everyone's betting Illinois, highly ranked team. They have, who is it, Kofi Cockburn and DeSomo, two studs here. But everyone's betting Illinois. Illinois opened minus 3. They're up to minus 4. Grabbing Penn State plus 4. It's one of your top contrarian plays of the day. Everyone is betting Illinois, but you're buying low on an unranked versus ranked situation here. And it's heavily bet. It's a primetime game. Early primetime, 6:30. But you are now, Ken Palm has, Penn State losing by 2. So lose by 2, you're getting a plus 4. This is a buy low spot to grab Penn State plus 4 and bet against the public. Marquette is in the same situation. So Marquette and Penn State are both big contrarian dogs with inflated lines. Marquette, I'd try to grab Marquette at 5 if you can get it. Looks like it may come back down to 4.5. But Ken Palm has Marquette losing to Villanova by 3. So you're getting unranked versus ranked. Everyone betting, similar to everyone betting Illinois. Everyone betting Villanova, super lopsided. So you can get a 5 with Marquette. That's a good buy low spot at home. St. Louis, St. Louis and Missouri KC. I was looking at a buy low over there. St. Louis and Missouri KC, that total opened 138.5. It is all the way down to 133. So that thing is tanking. Ken Palm had a 135 final score, so that would be a buy low over. You may get a 132.5. I don't like that. St. Louis is a big, kind of a big spread favorite, minus 23. But to me, that's a value on a huge drop, kind of like that Butler total. Northwestern. Northwestern is getting hit at Indiana. Everyone's betting Indiana, but Northwestern opened plus 8.5. They're down to plus 8. So if you want to grab Northwestern, actually you can get an 8.5 there. I think you can still try to get 8.5 Northwestern. But Ken Palm has them losing by 7. And that is a everyone betting Indiana yet. This line, it opened around minus 9, minus 10 even, and starting to fall here toward Northwestern. So give me Northwestern plus 8.5 in that spot. Again, lose by 7, Ken Palm. I love this one, Utah State under. This is one of my first plays of the day. But Utah State under. This total opened, it was 150. It's 151, 150.5. But looking at this spot, this is a big spread under. Ken Palm has it right at 150. But I saw a bunch of respected money hit that under with Utah State. So that would be a big spread favored by 22, 150. And it's kind of right on it, but that matches the big spread system. Western Illinois and Sean DePaul. Somebody got that in. Sean DePaul to the under. This is their first game of the year. Maybe they get a little rust. The offensive game isn't where it needs to be. But Western Illinois, DePaul, 148.5 down to 147.5. That would be a big spread under. DePaul's favored by 16, first game of the year. So I'm looking at that under with DePaul. But remember, the Ken Palm, the stats tab, the efficiency, tempo. Use that to your advantage. And I'll slip over real quick to the NBA because there's a lot of NBA today. So let's hit on it. And remember, pick your spots, pick your battles. Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland Cavs. Saw some respected movement. It's public, but it's also sharp toward the Hornets. So Hornets open minus 2. They're up to minus 2.5. I would get kind of creating a buyback with the Cavs inflated. But I was looking at an early money line with the Hornets around minus 125. I think it's up to minus 140, so don't love it now. But Charlotte is getting hit. I was looking at Miami. This is a hold your nose, but pretty sharp under. The sharp under with the Lakers and Clips did not come through yesterday. But this was a this continues to get hit. You're not getting the best number. But the Heat Orlando Magic total open like 220. It's down to 217, even 216 and a half. The last sharp move I saw with that under was around 218 and a half. So again, you're not getting the best number, but that Miami and Orlando Magic under is getting hit. Keep cruising. Washington Wizards. The Wizards plus 7.5. I'm looking at them. This is super lopsided toward the 76ers, but Wizards may surprise some people. Westbrook, Bradley Beal is back. They had Davis Bertans, this big guy who can really shoot it. So they may surprise you. And you have Doc Rivers, new coach, maybe some growing pains. I'm looking at Washington Wizards plus 7.5 in that one. Contrarian play with starting to have a little bit of buyback. They go down to 7. My Celtics, they are at home against the Bucks. I'm intrigued by the Celtics plus 4. It's kind of an inflated line early on. You had a lot of money hit the Bucks, like minus 2, now up to minus 4. That's another sharp underplay. 226 down to 224. The under with the Celts and Bucks continues to get hit here. New Orleans Pelicans, really, really sharp play. Pelicans were plus 4.5 down to plus 4. I'm even seeing some 3.5s now. Let's also look into the under there. It's 230 down to 228.5. But the Pelicans are really getting hit at Toronto. Hawks and Bulls, if you want to sweat some points here, looking at the over, 228 to 232. And that is a pace system here, and a lot of money keeps hitting that over with the Hawks and Bulls. I really like OKC. OKC is the top contrarian reverse line move play. They open around plus 7. They're now down to 6.5 or 6. So everyone's betting Houston, yet that line is falling. I don't know about James Harden. I don't know if he's going to play or not. Detroit is a hold your nose. Detroit's an inflated line. They open plus 4. They're up to plus 6.5. But that would be a really contrarian inflated line opportunity with Detroit. Sacramento, it's getting some action at Denver. Everyone's betting Denver, yet Sacramento went plus 8.5 down to plus 7.5. I'm also looking at the over there, 224.5 to 225.5. It's been on the rise. Utah is another spot here. They're pretty sharp. This line opened Portland around minus 1.5. It's now down to 1. So if you can get Utah plus 1.5, that's intriguing. And then also the total there, it's been falling 229 down to 226. But there you have it, guys. If you love NBA, don't worry. We'll talk more about this every single day. But there's so many things going on right now. And I love the board. I'm excited for a big, big day of sweat. So remember, with so much going on, bankroll management is key. You hear me say it all the time. Limit your plays. Do your research. Have some fun with this KenPom tempo, because I should have been leaning on this before. I think there's something there. So again, if you're betting an over, you want Bryant, Gonzaga, teams at the very top of that page. You're betting an under, you want San Diego State and Virginia and these really, really slow paced teams. So use that to your advantage. But again, bankroll management, flat betting, pick your spots. But I love the board today, and this is a great week for betting. So as always, thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you are up against it, you don't know what to get as a late gift, you're freaking out. I forgot to get Uncle Joel something. I forgot to get my cousin something. What am I going to get my dad? Hopefully, if Jeff Bezos can send a drone your way in time, maybe you can still get it for Christmas. But if you want to make me very happy, the pod is making you some money. You're making sharper bets. You feel more confident when you're looking at the board each day. If you want to make me very happy and let me know you appreciate it, there's one thing you can do. There's one thing I want for Christmas. Buy my book. My book is called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's got tips, strategies for all the major sports, chapter on how to go contrarian, how to read line movement, how to be sharp, how to identify wise guy money, bankroll management, extensive chapter on that, how to bet in person, how to place a bet online, how to build a gambling community, tips and strategies all across the board. So if you want to get it, go to Amazon, type it in, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It would make my day if you got it for yourself or for a gift, a stocking stuffer for someone that you love. But with that being said, I got to get back to getting to breaking on these games, guys. I'll be on the Lombardi line very shortly here around 12:25 to offer an update. I'll also be co-hosting Betting Across America today. Hope you tune in 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. We'll update you on all these sweats across the board today. But it is a big, big day for sports betting, just like yesterday. So we're gonna keep grinding like we always do. But with that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City or whether I see you at Twin River in Rhode Island or the Brook in New Hampshire or Stadium Swim Circa in Nevada, in Las Vegas, or maybe the beautiful South Point, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a beautiful Clippers plus three ticket. You're going to show me a Sharps attack, so sharp I cut my finger on the ticket. Nevada, plus 3.5 down to plus 1.5. You're going to show me a beautiful NC State, plus 1.5. And guess what? We're both going to smile, and first beer is on me. Number two is on you. I'll get the third. We'll rotate. We'll get after it. But it is going to be a big day today, guys. So stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Shop for the best number, beat the closing line, and grind, grind, grind. There is no silver bullet. There's no get-rich-quick scheme here. We avoid parlays, we flat bet, and we stick to the model and bet with our head, not our heart. That's the way to do it. But good luck, everyone. Have a great Festivus Wednesday, and I will see you tomorrow for another edition of the pod. But stick with us, keep grinding, and just keep doing what you're doing, guys, because we know our model, we know our blueprint, and we just keep grinding it. That's what we do. But have a great Wednesday. Good luck. And enjoy the sweats on sweats on sweats. But good luck, everyone. I will see you at the window. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.